Back again, Kitwama Semina, Kitam Skatnawau, hanging out with Rick Morasty from Saskatchewan, but calling Alberta his home. Does a lot of traveling throughout Alberta, representing our people, us Indigenous people, as a criminal lawyer for many years, for decades here. I've even seen you on the cover of magazines. You're like ever famous.
What was that magazine at Edify? It was
Avenue. Avenue Magazine.
Avenue Magazine is now 2000. That was 2018. And I actually just moved, and I found in the bottom of a box of documents that I had three old copies
of it.
Yeah, they're pristine. They're new.
So. Oh, nice. Yeah. So you can tell your grandkids I'm kind of a big deal, right?
Yes. big deal, my 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we're talking a little bit today about some spring words. So now, of course, things related to spring, we often think of things related to Easter sometimes, right? And Tansi, you got one for a rabbit.
Wapus.
A wapus.
Actually, I don't associate Easter too much, wapus with Easter too much, even though that's kind of a Munio
thinking, yeah.
I do remember, though, again, with my grandma, who used to go snare rabbits. Anyway, we used to snare rabbits, but she didn't like to snare rabbits near the village that we lived at in Green Lake because it was too close to the garbage and stuff. So we would go out to the Muskeg about 3 miles from town and walk out there and snare our rabbits out there, and then I'd have to haul them back. So.
Amazing. Yeah, good memories again. Yeah. And I've heard of that whole rabbit snaring thing of not to even, they say not to snare them in the city because you don't know what the heck they're eating, right?
Yeah.
And but so we say wapus, you know, because a lot of times people associate springtime with rabbits. How about maybe some of the insects that are starting to come out, some of our insect relatives? How about for a butterfly?
Kamamak. Yeah, we didn't use that word too much. I think that, see, a lot of the Cree in northern Saskatchewan is a fair bit of mischief.
Okay,
French. So there would be words that I will remember that partly French, partly Cree.
Mm-hmm. And which one is that one?
For example, one thing I remember playing pool. I would say people say dal corner in the corner.
Okay,
dal coin is the French word for it. But there's a mixture of French, English,
and Cree in there too.
And Cree.
Yeah, I had Dan Cardinal on from Métis Nation.
Yeah,
and we did a whole bit of a Michif, and we talked about some of the difference with the French and the Michif and with the English, right? Now another thing we associate with spring sometimes is spring cleaning. So how would we say to clean? To be just to clean anything, to clean something.
Iganatak means it's clean.
So okay.
I think the way I would say it, you're cleaning up.
Okay. Okay. Aho. You're in the courtroom. You sometimes are one of the only probably Cree Nehewewin fluent speakers in the court system, or no?
Well, I believe I am the only fluent Cree speaker remaining. We had one up in Fort Vermilion, Michael Nanuch, but unfortunately he passed away a couple of years ago. And then we had another one at Fort McMurray, High Prairie area, Ivan Latisher, who was appointed to be a judge probably about 8, 9, 10 years ago. And he's the local judge in St. Paul area in the Northeast. So I appear in him quite frequently. There's a completely different vibe with him in the courtroom. It's less formal. You know, I appear sometimes by WebEx and, he'll greet me in French and he'll sign me off, not French, in Cree. Mm. And he'll also sign me off in Cree. You know, for example, I log in and I'll say, and he says the same thing, you know, how are you doing? And I'm fine. And how are you? And it's just a really good vibe.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to start it, you know?
Yeah. And then when I'm done, Uksumaga, Manacheso. So Uksumaga, that's okay. That's all now. Manacheso, take care of yourself. Kista.
You can say you as well, right?
Nitsiksino, my fellow old man. So Yeah, just to put in a plug for Justice Latisher. He has started a healing and wellness court in St. Paul. Like 90%, over 90% of the people that are come through the court system in that jurisdiction are Indigenous peoples from the surrounding reserves and the Métis, yeah. Métis settlements. And Justice Latisher started a wellness and healing court a while back, and it is doing great things. And so his work is very important out there. And yeah, so I am the only Cree-speaking, and he's the lawyer remaining, and he's a Cree-speaking judge, so that's the only one that we have that speaks fluent Cree.
Amazing.
And just as an aside, I had recently ran a trial in King's Bench, and a fellow by the name of Darcy Houle from Goodfish was the translator, and people always say, yes, we'll, as a lawyer. And Darcy told me, that's wrong. Yes, will is the one that's sitting up there. He's the yes, will means the decision maker. He's the we are not yes, will. Muigia, not me.
Not me.
Kiuma upikskuistamagio, one who speaks for someone. That's how Darcy explained it to me, and it makes perfect sense.
We're talking, you know, Native Indigenous lawyers and judges. Let's just keep shouting them out. There's a couple more out there, I know, right?
Yeah. Well, there is. Eugene Creighton was appointed about 25 years ago. He retired. He was from the Blood Reserve. Mm. Blackfoot spoke fluent Blackfoot. I went to his ceremony when he was admitted to the bar. Jordan Stufko, recently appointed Métis guy. He sits a lot in Fort McMurray. He's learning Cree.
Mm.
The other thing I want to put in, Ivan regularly, Judge Latisher regularly has sweats that I attend. And so, you know, it's an open invitation for your friends. And so I have had a couple of an East Indian lawyer come with me, some Munyaos, a guard from the remand center who has dealing with some personal circumstances with his family.
Right?
He said,
yeah.
I understand you go to sweats. Can I come with you? And he's open. He's got an open door policy. It's amazing work.
And most Matotsana, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're welcoming to everybody who needs the prayer, right?
Yeah.
Willie Little Child?
Willie speaks Cree fluently, but he doesn't. He's not actively practicing now. But so, you know, of course, he's an icon in our Indigenous world, but also in the legal world and in the sports world. He absolutely is I remember when when I was like 20 years old. 20-some years old, I was playing ball, and he was involved in sports. So I saw him a lot, and I remember getting an award, a little bit of money for go to school, and the lady, Peggy Robbins was her name. She was the one who would give the money out, and she said, she said, what are your plans? I said, I want to go to law school. And she said, so you want to be another Willie Little Child? And being mid-20, cocky, I said, no, I want to be the first Richard Marasty.
Yeah, well, here you are, right?
But Willie was somebody, certainly my role model.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the late Dr. Chester Cunningham,
yes.
Right? We just lost him, right?
Yes.
Recently, right?
Yes. Well, I remember Chester very well, working at the courthouse. Him and a guy named Stan Shanks worked at the courthouse when the only Native people you'd see in the courthouse were the ones in the cells and the accused. I remember when Stan and Chester and Stan started that Native counseling. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Once again, chatting with Rick Marasty, talking some spring words, kind of talking some court talk and some gym talk, a little bit of everything. I want to wish you well and thank you so much, Mitonen and Askumana, for coming down and teaching us a little bit in the Hayway when Rick.
Okay.